been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Girl, we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Yo, 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 y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know what it is. It is your boy, Black Success, the one and only, yours truly, the one you love, baby girl. It is me, Black Success, Mr. Dark Skin, Poppy Chocolate. That's what they call me. You know what I mean? We here in the building, special edition. You hear me? Shout out to my man, La and Makisha. They're doing their birthday thing, so they're not here, but we got some great replacements for them. They will introduce themselves in just a second. It is going down today, ladies and gentlemen. Grab your Heineken, grab your Corona, grab your popcorn, and report to the live now. Call up a friend right now. I am telling you, it is going the fuck down. I go by the name of Black Success. I'm ready to start the show. Introduce yourself.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
This is Pilar.
Don't get on my nerves. You just got up here.
I got no, like, extra, you know, all of that pizzazz. I'm P.
There you
boyfriend's
go.
Boyfriend's favorite girlfriend. You know
what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
This is Sucker Free West. What's up, y'all?
Okay. We are all here. We are all in attendance. Make sure our volumes is down. I don't want no interruptions. Oh, gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, this Tuesday, yours very own, I mean, live, his birthday bash at Old Bar, the rooftop. You know the spot. We always there. Make sure you there. Some after work shit. My man a real nigga. The ladies love live. Make sure you pull up for my boy. You're going to break my heart if you don't pull up. I'm going to have to kick you out the group. You don't want that. You know what I mean? But let's get to these motherfucking topics. There's some real shit going on, and these females got a lot to fucking explain. You know what I mean? Me and Wes gonna weigh in here and there, but the females got a lot to explain, and we gonna get this shit fucking rocked.
She already screwing.
You know what I mean?
So, this is
how we gonna start this shit off, right? In the colloquial term, you know what I mean? Usually when a female wanna separate herself from like regular chicks to like seem elite, she says she's a bad bitch. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm a bad bitch. This right. Sound like a different kind of feel. It sound like you got a different, like you got an extra pussy or something. Right. I don't know what's going on. So I just want to know, like, what is a bad bitch? Can someone break that down for me? Explain to me, what is a bad bitch? What is the qualities? What is the credentials to list yourself down as a bad bitch? Let's start there, please. Somebody. Anybody could take the mic.
It don't look like they got answers.
I don't refer to myself as a bad bitch.
I mean, Wes, if you ever heard it, you know, you could fill us in and let us know.
I can only guess.
What's going on. Yeah.
Because I know what guys think a bad bitch is, but y'all as women, y'all might have a totally different definition.
I mean, like I said, I don't refer to myself as a bad bitch, so I don't really know the definition, but as a female, I would just say, a woman who holds herself of high value, a woman who is about her business, a woman who does what she needs to do, who can bring something to the table. I mean, a woman who's just, she considers herself bad, she considers herself a boy, she considers herself whatever it is she feels that holds her value.
So it could be anything, basically, is what you're saying.
Anything that she feels holds value.
So anything is what you're saying.
I wouldn't say I don't think if she considered herself low or like if she felt like she didn't bring anything, she would call herself a bad bitch. I said anything of value, like something that she feels is valuable. That might not be tangible. Like that might not be material. It might be how she carries herself.
Gotcha. Hold that thought.
Okay.
What do you think a bad bitch is? I mean, just help us out. Maybe you use it.
I mean,
you
know, I don't refer to myself as a bad bitch.
Maybe your friends call themselves a bad bitch. Maybe you know
but
a bad bitch.
But you have every right to call what yourself whatever.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it? Is what we trying to ask.
To me, a bad bitch, I guess I would define it as whatever you feel makes you better than the next. It could be maybe you got on a $1,000 pair of shoes. You feel like you a bad bitch. Anybody could be a bad bitch in their own right. It's whatever you make it.
Anybody could be a bad bitch.
Yeah, anybody could be. Any bitch could be a bad bitch.
That ain't really special.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to understand.
I can't tell you what makes you a bad bitch. I can't. Whatever might make this chick feel like she a bad bitch might not make the next chick feel like she a bad bitch. So a bad bitch is whatever you
want. So, like, because I'm a little confused. So can you be ugly and still be a bad bitch?
If you feel like
yes.
It.
So ugly people yes. can still be bad. Ugly
yes, because what you may think is ugly, somebody may think is beautiful. So you could think that she's
subjective.
Ugly. She yeah, like there are plenty of women that their bodies aren't all together, but they love themselves within their bodies and they call themselves bad bitches because they feel that and their confidence makes them feel like they're a bad bitch and their confidence might make you feel like they're a bad bitch just because of their confidence might be valuable to you. You know what I mean? Not everybody has confidence. So
this is true. It's true. Confidence is a motherfucker. You, ma'am? Ugly people? Bad bitches?
Yeah, I agree. They could be bad bitches. Ugly bitches could be bad bitches.
So a bad bitch it basically doesn't have a look.
No. A bad bitch is whatever that female makes her.
There's no physical attribute to being a bad bitch. A bad bitch is just a feeling. Is what
I was gonna say. A bad bitch is your personal experience because somebody might think that to them, a bad bitch has everything to do with the materialistic realm of whatever it is somebody has. So it might be the way, it might be that they wear, like, I don't know, suits. Like they gotta dress up to work. You know what I mean? And wear stilettos every day. Oh, that's a bad bitch right there. You know what I mean? But I might not think that because I'm not looking. She might have a bad attitude to me. So I don't think she a bad bitch. So it's all about a person's interpretation of what they think a bad bitch is.
God, I totally understand that. So I got a question. How could you lose bad bitch status? Like, how could you go from being a bad bitch to no longer being a bad bitch?
Have you seen this happen before?
I think I witnessed it a few times, Wesley, to be honest with you. Because I feel like there's a lot of females that once upon a time in high school was possibly a bad bitch who's ready to risk it all. Right. You know what I mean? And right now, if you see them right now.
But what actions happened to them or that they displayed that made them, that took away that status?
Because what they're saying, it's not a look thing. It's a feeling.
How you carry yourself.
So they deteriorated in a physical way. You know what I mean? Right. They just, whether they got smoked out or fucked out or started just dressing crazy, who knows?
Right.
But it's just a big difference from when they were in their prime to right now. You know, like, luckily, you know, the ugly duckling got better with time. You know what I mean? I'm on that time. I'm on ugly. I was ugly back in the day.
So, I mean,
he got a bad bitch. He got a haircut. That's why he ain't
bad bitch to you.
He got a haircut. He on a different type of time right now.
Let's say a girl still look good. She get her money, whatever.
Yeah.
But she might date below what we think she deserves.
That's what it is.
Could that
that's
kill her
bad bitch?
Yeah.
If she date bum.
That's what I think.
It has to. It has
even
to,
if she personally,
but even if she might personally still think that she's
bum,
a bad bitch,
she
though.
Gotta not be a bad bitch because you know why? Because at the end of the day, if you're at a certain level, why would you date below that? You know what I mean? Why is the people? My thing is when motherfucking women say like, "There's no good guys out there. Where's all the good guys?" Da, 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 and I'm like, "Bitch, who the fuck you work with? Like, how come the guys at your job? Forget everybody else. Forget us party." Promoters who get the most amount of pussy. Forget the party dudes or whatever. You know what I mean? But how do people at your job don't want? They make the same amount of money as you.
Right.
Why don't they want? Why don't your coworkers want you? Or the person that works at a different site. All right, you don't want to be in the same office. Cool. What about the nigga that work in a different site? I'm pretty sure you're not one office. There's plenty of offices. Why don't they want you?
I was talking with a group of my homies earlier this week. And we were saying that most of the girls we think or that are considered elite or bad, they all be single. Like, what's the reason for that?
We're going to get
that later. I knew something.
Off my head, I can't name one of these songs so bad bitches that got a man. Like, that's in a happy relationship. I can't
think lowers or... It's all about interpretation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you consider yourself a bad bitch because of X, Y, and Z, and people consider you a bad bitch because of X, Y, and Z, and you don't live up to X, Y, and Z, and you fall off of X, Y, and Z, that's when you're no longer, when people start to question your bad bitchism. I feel like that's what it is. It's like, you're a bad bitch because you dress like this. You a bad bitch because you dress like this. But now you're starting to fall off. You're not dressing like this no more. You know what I mean? What's going on? And it might not even be that she's falling off. It could be that maybe she's just dressing different and it's right. not what people are used to. So now it's like, and it might go from shoes to Tim's every day. She wears sweatsuits every day. What happened? She used to be bad. Now she fell off. Like, all she do is wear fucking Champion sweatsuits. Like, what's going on? Like, she ain't no bad bitch. Like, she ain't getting money. Like, Champion is not a good here we go. But that's what it is. I feel like, or maybe she lost her confidence. Maybe she not, you know what I mean? She used to walk with her head up high. Now her head is low. You know what I mean? She used to smile every day. Now she not smiling no more. That shit, like, you know what I mean? You can see that. People can see that. Nah, something wrong with her. She fell off. Like, ain't nobody paying attention to her no more. She not at the expectation or the standard that we had her at. So now she ain't a bad bitch no more.
It happens like that.
But that still don't answer why all the bad bitches are single.
Well, that was a different question.
We gotta definitely get to that later. But, I wanted to start off with the whole... What is a bad bitch thing? Because one, I'm very confused when people use the terminology because I don't understand where's the separation between you and a regular chick. So I'm really trying to get that. But since I can't get that, you know, then let me ask, what is a bum bitch? Because you know what I mean? Like, people usually say that's a bum, you know what I mean? Or, you know, chicks say they not messing with a broke dude or a bum dude or whatever. What is a bum bitch now? Since we know what a bad bitch is or simply where indicating what a bad bitch may be. What is a bum bitch? How do we identify this bitch is a bum? What credentials or what assets or things that she have going on in her life that'll make her a bum? That'll separate her from a bad bitch?
I think a bum bitch is a bitch that's not doing what she's supposed to do. I feel like once we reach a certain age, there are certain things we're supposed to do.
Give me an age. Give me an age if you wanna go with it.
I'm gonna say 30 because I felt like me personally, I didn't really come into my womanhood till I hit 30. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say maybe 30 is the cap.
Okay, got
you. Should be in.
So we're gonna start off at 30.
Thirty is when you can start judging people.
Right, 30. Right.
All right, so at 30, what should a grown woman have going on? Like, let me know what should be in a grown woman life.
The bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you should have a career.
A career. A steady paycheck. A every 2 weeks. Talk a little closer.
Oh, sorry. A career. I feel like you should have a career. Mm-hmm. Your own place.
Your own or place.
A roommate. Something. Some of your own.
A roommate.
I mean,
we're talking about a grown woman, 30 years old, probably been fucking for 15 years.
Okay, maybe not a roommate. Okay.
If you feel like it's a roommate, you can say a roommate.
A roommate, Section 8, okay, housing, a WIC it. Voucher, whatever the fuck. Okay. Whatever you got to do to have your own, it should be in place. So I feel like anybody that's doing what they're supposed to do.
So a steady paycheck.
Supposed to do.
A steady paycheck, a crib.
A crib.
Some kind of crib.
Something in your name, a bill. Your name is on the lease. Yes, right. Your name on the
what
lease.
Else? What else she got going on? Does she drive? Does a 30-year-old woman that's been alive for 30 years fucking for all this time, does she drive?
She can.
We
can put it in the fact if she live in New York, she don't need a car.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that.
Like, in New York, she don't
need a car. The New York rules is different from other people.
It depends on where she live.
Got you, got you. At 30, does she have a man at 30 or no? Is that?
Nah, a man is whatever. A man is extra. You don't because okay, you don't need like, a man because I ain't got.
That's
a
like
man,
maybe. So. Yeah, got you. What else does she have?
That's all I can think of.
Does she have life insurance?
Absolutely. You better have some fucking life insurance.
I mean, let's not act like everybody got fucking life insurance.
No, I know, let's but start you off should. There. But reality let's is, start, niggas start. Got Jordans, niggas got Gucci, niggas got this, niggas have life insurance. Life insurance is only $35 a month. The minimum. You can get good life insurance, so that's no excuse.
Got you. So she got life insurance, a career, and a crib. That's a starter pack.
That's a start.
Bare minimum. This is what should be going on in your life. Does she have groceries? Is there food inside her refrigerator?
She
got to
eat, right?
I mean, you know, a lot of people don't be eating. Like, let's not act like Oodles
Noodles
is not selling.
She definitely needs to have groceries. She needs to have groceries.
She have groceries. Would you like to add to this list of what 30-year-old women should be having going on?
I don't have a list. I just think that we going by what is a bum, right?
Right.
Think a bum bitch is somebody who doesn't have anything going for themselves. They're not responsible or they're not trying to be better in life. They don't have any goals. They don't have any aspirations. They it's not that they don't have it together. They're not trying to get it together. You know what I mean? Like, they're not trying to get it together. I mean, people fall on hardships every day. You could be 40 and fall on a hardship. That's that doesn't make you a bum. That just life hits you. Life. So I feel like it has nothing to do with your age per se, but it has something to do with how you're carrying yourself and how responsible you are with your life.
Sorry, does she sleep on a queen size bed or a twin size bed? I'm just trying to understand
if she's trying to get it together, it depends on what her life is.
Does she have a headboard or?
She don't have to have a head boy.
She don't have to have.
She don't have to have a head boy.
At 30,
there are nice platinum. There are nice platinum beds
and lights hanging all up around my.
There are nice. I mean, I have a head boy, but you don't have to have a head boy. I have a head boy, but you don't have to have a head boy. There are nice platinum beds, nice little lofty beds. Without headboards that are dope. People literally create walls and then put their bed against the wall.
I agree. When he first said this a while ago, I saw him say it. I was feeling away like, yo.
You don't need to have no damn headboard.
Like, yo, this shit, $2,000. It don't got a headboard. It's still nice.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, there's night platform. People be getting caught up in all this shit. Listen, Blake, I can create a dope ass bed, like a dope ass looking headboard on my wall, being creative because that's making effort and doing some shit. And then put my fucking bed against it and the shit still look dope. It might be doper than people with headboards. You get what I'm saying? It's all about how you feel. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bum because you don't have a headboard. I have a headboard, but that don't mean you're a bum if you don't have one.
Gotcha. Now, like, your bed shouldn't just be sitting
on Trevor,
the floor.
And Trevor is watching.
Trevor is watching. I don't give a fuck what Trevor said.
Trevor is the president of Brown Holy Water. He dictates what the bare minimum living standards are.
And Trevor hairline ain't even matching mine. He can't even talk.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So,
we be going at it.
So basically,
hi, Trevor.
Based on what you're saying, anyone without potential is considered a bum bitch.
Anybody without potential and wanting to be responsible, like without that meant that response, everybody don't have the responsible mentality. Everybody don't have that. So my thing is, if you're not trying, if you're not putting in the effort, if you're not trying to be better in life, if you ain't working towards that, mm-hmm. You're a bum.
Gotcha. I get that. I feel like we gathered enough information where we could specifically indicate.
You going somewhere. You going somewhere.
And what is a bum? No, I mean, you know, this whole show is all aligned. It's okay. All aligned mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. Every topic, every subject.
You got
subject.
A paper. You
My
got
name
a paper.
Is Black Success.
He got notes.
He got
my man
notes.
Live birthday.
He came
Tuesday,
with the paper.
Old ball. Make sure you're in the building. If you don't come for my man, lie. Ladies love lie, yo. Make sure you pull up. So, I got another question. And Wes, you can chime in on this because I'm a little confused. You know, maybe this is just me or from what I'm hearing, from my surroundings and what I'm hearing. But it is believed that women are the most laziest in the bedroom. They do the least amount of work, the least amount of effort, and they expect the fucking most. And I just don't get it. Like, I don't know, are they laying there thinking about all the bodies that they have, and they're trying to, like, they're trying to think about, like, damn, this is number 68, or this is 103. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I just want to know, like, why are women so lazy in the bedroom? Why is this?
I mean, by nature, the man is the aggressor. Which is shit. Sometimes right. we might want to relax and y'all, Fact. You know what I'm saying?
We need days off too, man.
I think that a lot of women, in my experience, that the bad bitch or she might have a crazy body or they think that that's enough. Like, just lay there and he do everything.
Oh! Your phone, girl. Your phone. Is it waterproof? Like,
what the... I'm just saying.
You need some tissue.
Yo, the nigga.
The nigga just spit all his...
Yo, the nigga Moses said, bums are always stress-free. So no, I'm fucking
crying.
That's mad true.
I can't stand that.
They live a good life.
Oh, sorry.
Moses is
yo,
a
engineer.
Get on that.
Yo, that was crazy.
Like,
son.
Moses
hold
is
on.
Like one of the most generally funniest niggas
I
in
couldn't
the
hold on to that one, so that was crazy.
That's mad true.
That was crazy.
That's mad true.
But yeah, back to what you were saying, Wes. Sorry about that.
Yo, yeah, but a lot of women, especially if they got a nice body or whatever, they
oh my
feel
God,
like.
You fucking up. Yeah, what is this shit?
Don't worry about that.
They feel like that's all they gotta do is lay there.
He got water on his phone.
His phone is done. He got
yo.
It's water.
But go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, a lot of women feel that way. Like,
they feel like because they're pretty or because they got a bad body that they don't have to do nothing. Everything should be done to them.
Like, by nature, it's been that way. Men, we do the bulk of the work. I've had experience where if the girl really like you, she gonna do the most.
But do the most how? Because do you like being taken advantage in the bedroom?
You want to be dominated?
I'm asking because it's like you're saying women are lazy and stuff like that, and you're like they just lazy. They don't do nothing. Yeah. They'll do stuff for you or whatever.
I mean,
like
I'm,
what? Because
I'm older, so I fuck with what I like. If we have an experience and I don't like that, and then when I communicate it to you, you still don't make any adjustments.
You communicate.
Then I just won't deal with you. I'll deal with what I like.
Okay.
As you should too.
Yeah.
But. People, we speak in terms of people who having casual sex or whatever, and for the most part, the men are doing the most.
Do the men want to be dominant? Would you want a woman to like take over and be like sit your ass?
Just
down?
Like y'all, we like to mix it up. One day we might want to just lay
so
back.
You know what I'm saying?
Like we shouldn't have to do everything all the
sex
time.
Sex is a 50-50 effort.
Sex is 50-50 now.
I mean, we are both trying to be pleased.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
A man is gonna be happy no matter what. That's why we take. Control, because we're going to be happy no matter what. So now our job is to please you. But I feel like if that's the only thing happening is I'm pleasing you, then...
It's selfish on your part.
So you said a man is going to be happy no matter what? So y'all don't have whack sex?
No, it's not.
Is it what? Because you come?
But a man is...
Because you get a nut?
A man being inside...
We can make the most of it.
Right, he's going to make the most of that.
Right.
He's going to imagine someone else.
Right, yeah,
enjoy... It doesn't matter.
A few minutes in, and we see, like, let me just get my shit.
Women complain no matter what. You know what I mean? They complain. Oh, you ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. So I'm just trying to understand why do women, maybe you two, are so lazy in the bedroom?
I'm not lazy.
I can't speak for her.
Y'all sensitive, so we can't be vocal. Cause
now
you might not even want to fuck no more after we tell you how terrible you are.
It's not about what you say; it's about how you say it. Like, it's not about what you say. I think just like you say, you communicate what you want. If you communicate what you want, if somebody isn't pleasing you, you should have the right to communicate it. So, you can't just be like, "Yo, you fucking suck." Like, what
I was gonna
you
say,
do? You can't
so
do that
after you have sex with a dude and y'all laying there. And you're like, oh, how was it?
I'm not asking how was it. Because my thing is, you could be pleased. Don't ask me that.
I need some reviews on my day.
I need to know. You know
oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know. Me. I can't speak by the way. I can admit, I am a lazy fucker.
I'm not lazy.
You got a fucking fupa.
That's right.
All the fupa girls are fucking lazy.
But you know what's crazy? No. When I was bigger, like, because, you know, I told y'all the story about me having my weight loss surgery, all that. When I was bigger, I wasn't as lazy. Now I'm like, I feel like I'm smaller and I've been in situations where I kind of...
Could be thrown around.
You feel like you
had something to prove.
You taking different pictures and shit now. You're posting.
So when a guy tell you get on top, your energy is automatically...
That's me. I'm not going front.
That's crazy. And we going to get to that because...
I have an ego. I can't be lazy.
You want to blow his mind.
No, it's not even, but it's levels. It's levels. It's not slick talk. It's not slick talk. It's just levels.
You just can't have nobody walking around talking about your shit was trash.
I don't even care about that. It's not about that. I don't go. You said you had an ego. Yeah, I do, but I don't go into it like, oh, I don't want him to think my shit is trash or nothing. I just feel out the vibe. The vibe is the vibe. You know what I mean? Like, some people, they're different. Some people are passionate. Some people are not. Some people are this. Some people are that.
So have you had bad sex before?
Yeah, I've had bad sex before.
Okay. Well, like, what? What
like, did I perform the bad sex? I've had bad sex before.
What would make sex bad to you? What would a guy
not mentally stem, like, not like, they don't know the rhythm to my body. Like, I feel like there's always a rhythm.
That's why I gotta keep fucking you.
No,
you gotta learn.
But but some people, it's like social cues. Like, some people just don't.
Oh, they don't get it. They don't get it.
You can
literally. No, because during sex you can.
It's social cues. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying I said just like social cues. That I don't know if I always have it together. But what I'm saying is, you can ask questions without feeling like you're asking questions during sex, or you can direct somebody without, like, during sex, without.
Do you
them
take
feeling
charge
like
sometimes if you feel like he's not doing or catching the signals you send it? Do you take charge?
I'll take charge. Yeah, I don't have a problem taking charge at
but
all.
But it depends. Have it because I can tell by the tone. Your
no,
tone
no, no. I'm just watching what I say.
Your tone.
Yeah, you being
my tone
way too because
I watch you.
Loosen up. Take a sip. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a long
I'm
night.
Just watching what I say. That's all.
I'm
gonna get you to say something crazy.
I'm gonna say nothing crazy.
So here's a question. Maybe you ladies could answer because you haven't answered anything directly yet.
Yeah, y'all doing mad though.
No, I said you asked about laziness. She said she's lazy. I said I'm not
directly yet. So here's one. Why do women expect to have sex for an hour but can't be on a treadmill for 10 minutes? We just want to understand what the fuck is going on.
I don't know about that. Who's shooting, Trevor?
Fuck for 1 hour.
Oh. Him too.
With you being lazy and all this bullshit.
I don't want nobody
want
me.
Can you fuck for 1 hour?
You can't run, huh?
Can you fuck for 1 hour?
Jerry can't. Black success.
Okay, so why are you asking the question if you don't have a problem?
No, why do you want to do?
I don't want to fuck for an hour, but it's good for an hour. We can go for an hour.
I don't want more than 15 minutes.
Hey, listen, a good 15,
something wrong
is better than an hour.
In 15, 20 minutes. That means your pussy is hard.
If you're having sex for an hour, there had to been a long-ass foreplay. There had to been a long-ass foreplay if you're fucking for an hour. Now, it's one thing if you take breaks, like you having sex, like, is that like four times in within an
hour,
or is that like,
no,
is this one session?
You're not getting me. Some pussies are broken, period.
So you just broken. Not nothing no matter
no,
what you
she
do.
She just had so much sex it take too much to satisfy her.
I don't
know
because
like,
I
it's like, it's like
I
crack.
Was a long time.
When you take crack
too much,
the first
your
time,
tolerance,
you get hot, you get fucked up. You like, holy shit, that's what make you keep on taking crack. But as you continue being a crackhead, now your tolerance is so high, it take more crack. So you start doing different. You start adding X into it. You start adding coke because it's taking too much to get you to that high again. So sex is like this. Some of these motherfuckers been fucking since 14, 15.
What the fuck? Him and his 14, 15? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I've been fucking since I was a teenager.
But what does that mean?
I mean, you got 20 years of fucking under your belt.
What does that mean?
You're a veteran fucker.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that your poom poom might
you
might
always
get
gotta
bored.
Come up
your
with
poom poom
I'm creative. You always gotta come up with something. I mean, some people are systematic, but you like it could get boring. If it gets boring, then you gotta switch it up.
And this is what I'm saying. You had 20 years of switching it up. So what the fuck could he do? Is he gonna put his foot in your pussy? Like, what is he gonna do?
What?
No, but this is what I'm saying.
But like, if you can listen, a girl can suck your penis, right? You've been getting head for a long time, right?
You've been getting head for a long time.
Right. You've been getting head for a long time. Everybody's head ain't the same.
This is true.
So it's the same thing. Like if you get it's different levels.
No, I swear, it's different levels. It's different levels of that shit. You know, everybody's not great at that.
It's different levels to giving head, and it's the same thing with sex. It's different levels to sex.
Correct.
Just because you've been having sex for a long time doesn't mean that it's the same every single time.
Correct.
Like, you know what I mean? Regardless. So it's like, bruh, sex is sex. Like, you gonna be alright. Like,
you ever stop somebody in the middle of the act? Just because it was that bad?
No, but I wear my faces on my, like, I, you can see. Right, so I definitely will be like.
In the middle of the act, have you ever just like, all right, yes. just let me let him get it over.
Yeah.
Like, at least you let him finish you. That's generous.
I mean, you know, it happens sometimes.
You are a very you nice young people.
Lady. Thank you.
So I have a question for you. If a woman's box is below average and she's lazy in the bedroom, what is the benefit of a man having sex with her? What does he benefit by having sex with this female?
I would think nothing.
Nothing. Right?
Wait, if a sex woman,
is pleasure. If a woman's vajayjay is below average mm-hmm. and she's lazy in the bedroom, what do the men benefit? Right? What do Poppy Chocolate benefit showing up in a robe to lay it the fuck down? What does he benefit?
She has to have excellent head or other things outside of that sexual act that compensates for her poor performance in the bedroom.
It usually don't work like that. But usually if you got bad coochie, you got bad head. I never met firehead with bad coochie. Never in my whole life.
I don't know.
I've heard my brothers talk about it.
I don't like know. Have you ever had I don't know. I'm not a man.
No, I mean, let's ask Wes.
I don't know.
Wes, have you ever had that?
No, I've had firehead, but like you said, when people have been fucking for a long time, sometimes they box could be a little looser
right.
than
it's worn out.
Looser.
Yeah. It's a lot of skeletons in it.
You know?
It's a muscle.
Everybody says that, but let's be for real.
Right.
I don't know.
Every box is not the same.
I don't know. I'm not a man, yeah. so I don't at know. All. I mean,
some I've never is had beyond repair.
Yeah, like I never had a vagina, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
but
no, some is not the same.
I just would think that, I would think that she would have to, it's like, you know what I mean? Your senses. When you lose one, another one is heightened. I feel like it will probably be the same thing. If a woman has bad head, something else got to be heightened. Like I said, I mean, bad sex, either her head or what she brings to the table or something. You know, it's wintertime. It's cold. Niggas probably don't got nowhere to stay, so they might have to tolerate bad
it's
sex.
It's also depend on the dude.
Heat.
Like, bad. If you a dude, like,
my project key is great.
You get pussy is not a problem. You gonna like what you like, and you could walk away from it if.
Right.
Some niggas is just pussy to them, so they just they gonna
nothing.
Take it anyway.
Yeah.
You know? Me, I'm gonna be like, nah, this is trash.
Sex is mental, so to me,
I wasted my time, and I'm fat and lazy. I'm not trying to be
you
like,
fat and lazy,
sweating for 20 minutes because your shit too loose.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
And you got to work with her throughout right. the process. It's not even sex no more. It's not even sex. It's like you, and this is why I came up with this theory, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. My theory is that women invented cheating. Women force men into cheating because it's so much women with below average vajayjays and that's lazy in the bedroom. It's making men want to go seek pleasure. Men are not being pleased. Men are not leaving happy.
So
they are walking away from your casa, from your project key, or your little fucking little crib in Long Island, and they're not happy. They got to go run to somebody else to go get their fucking joy. This is what created side chicks. Men wasn't happy. They probably liked everything else. You probably was cool, had a good job, you was down to earth, you Netflix and chill, you know how to fart in the bathroom, you don't fart in the living room. You was cool with everything else, but for his pleasure, he had a side chick that really did the job. Because you couldn't do it.
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm just saying,
you're right. Why are you pointing
shooting,
at me? Shooting. Why are you shooting
girl,
at me?
Like,
he been shooting at me.
He put it in a humorous way, but I see this way often, like, dudes who get with their girl. And sometimes with girls, too, you get comfortable making love to your partner, but sometimes you want your girl to be a hoe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and filthy.
Mm-hmm.
But after you've been fucking for years the same way, you niggas are timid to bring it up to you because then, you know, women, y'all, why you want to do it this way?
But then when she change up, y'all going to think she cheated.
So it's very easier to go step outside of it with a chick that you don't care if she ain't with it. All right, go get somebody else that's with it. Like, right. You know what I mean? And you could treat her however you want, spit on her, choke her, you know what I'm saying? Put a fist in her butt.
All that?
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's the shit that your lady won't do, or you might not even want your lady to do, you know what I'm saying?
You might not want
but then that don't make sense. So you want to do everything with another chick because you feel like you respect your woman too much?
It's not even about
things?
Respect. You know your partner. She might just not be into that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
she might look, you don't want to look at you funny. Like, you know, you ever did something different with a nigga and it happened, but then after that, you kind of was like, yo, this, I don't know about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he let me go a little too low under that gooch. I don't know, and then you just look at him, he might not want that. You know what I'm saying? That's like the big new trend now, niggas getting their ass ate. Your man asked you for that. You ain't gonna look at him the same. My that shit might ruin your relationship. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's bragging about that
like,
shit.
What?
Y'all want men to, because we gotta get back to what I was just saying. Y'all want men to pay the bills. Y'all want men to provide, protect, and he can't get his ass ate?
What?
I'm asking.
You got your ass ate before, Jerry?
No, sir.
You want to get your ass ate?
No, sir. That's what was going on in my life. I told you.
You asking questions.
I told you in season two. Jerry is good with regular sex. Has been doing me great. You know
so you're a systematic sexual person. You don't try nothing different.
I'm good. What's going on right now? It got me happier than a motherfucker.
Okay.
Until I'm unhappy, then maybe I would, you know, start to look around and see what else I could do. But as of right now, Jerry is happy. But what I'm saying is, y'all want men to give y'all everything, right? This is what, because most women are claiming to be traditional, although they're millennial babies, they're claiming to be traditional. So men give you everything, and then one day he come home from a hard day at work, take a shower, lotion up his body and stuff. He sees you out there cooking, you make it, you know, Frank and Beans and shit. You dancing with it and shit, because Drake just dropped the new album, you dancing with the Drake shit. And out of nowhere, he said, hey, babe, I want you to do something. And you like, what? He turn around and do like a little twerk for you and stuff. He do like a little twerk. You like, what's that? And he like, man, I want you to not be, you know, just toss a salad or something. And you going to tell him no?
Yeah.
You're living in his house for free. He pay all the bills.
What the
he
fuck
protect
wrong
you.
With you? Like,
you're going to argue with the man.
I'm not going to argue with him. I'm going to ask him. Then I'm going to be like, so what
but
made
he's
you?
King. He's your king.
So that means you do any and everything for your king?
I mean, they
even
say
if it goes against
stuff,
what
they,
you, why would
you
he even ask me that knowing
too.
I don't? Yeah, but my thing
but
is.
But you got
don't,
your ass ate, though.
But my thing is, don't ask me no question. Like,
you got,
don't ask
you got your ass ate?
Yeah, and I'm not eating no Jeez. Ass. I'm not licking no niggas' ass.
Y'all not so
first of all, y'all don't even
y'all
wipe
not,
good.
Y'all not that.
Y'all don't
y'all
even wipe
that.
Good.
Y'all
men don't wipe
hot.
Good.
So what if you went home
y'all
tonight?
Y'all not that hot to be telling niggas
but
that.
But as much as you say
that.
You don't want it, what if you went home tonight, you get out the shower, you in the bed, sushi toss you up like...
She not,
what would you do?
She not do
but if she did, what?
She
what if would you
did?
Stop her?
She know I'm a G.
Would you stop her? Yeah.
She know you
would
stop her.
I'm a G,
you
would
stop her.
Now she know I'm a G. I'm telling you. She know I'm a G. I'm
listen,
a real
listen.
Nigga. I'm a real
I don't think a man, it's just not for me, but I don't think a man getting his ass ate is gay.
I don't think
it's
gay. It's
just
gay.
Not for me. Like,
I don't think it's
I can't
gay.
Relax that much.
I know people who get their asses.
As
like, I don't think it's gay.
Way to get it done.
My man said,
"Way to get it done right now."
My man said, "He said, yo, he said, I ain't trying it because I got a feeling that shit might be the most incredible shit ever,
oh my
and
God.
I don't want to be addicted to that shit."
Oh my God!
He said, "Yo, he said the way my girl be acting when I do it, I know that shit is incredible."
Bitches
he said,
just,
"I don't want to try
do
it.
Do it. Just gotta go home and start tossing they niggas up if that's what you into."
No,
that
shit is mad regular now. My homegirl, I hang around a lot of girls. They
I
all doing that shit to their
men. First of all, I threw up sucking dick, so I know I can't look.
You
no
threw
ass.
Up.
Talking about you can't even suck no dick.
No, I've done it. I'm, it was
whoa,
a point
whoa.
In time where
you
I,
said I've done it. Like you,
no, it was a point in time.
Dick.
It was a point in time where I had like used to
no
throw
gag?
Up. Like it was like
so your gag.
No, not
sucks.
Even a gag. I just didn't like it. It was just like.
So now you like it?
Yeah, I'm good now. I'm good at what I do now.
Now y'all, would you rate yourself? Elementary, or would you rate yourself pro? Like, how would you?
Master's degree.
I got my PhD.
Shit!
That's what, you know, that's what they all say. You know
right?
That, that's
until
what
you look at it.
That shit be getting you tight, son. That's what you pay the bill.
Talking
about. Fuck up, pay the rent, man.
Throwing up still. You throwing up still. You talking about
I'm
rent.
I'm not paying no rent. You can't even suck no dick, son. That shit crazy, man. But y'all want niggas to pay the bills and they can't get their ass licked. That's crazy, though. That's crazy to me, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Paying bills
equals
yeah.
Ass licked.
Right? Pay the bills.
He's
your king. So if the role is reversed and I pay the bills,
I get
my ass licked on demand.
You should get your ass licked regular. You're a woman.
But just
why
on
would
demand.
You not?
Like,
that's
I might just walk
pick.
In, like, lick this ass. Like, I could do
I mean,
that. If I pay the bill, I could do that.
If it's
but,
my girl,
that's who you pick. This is your king. Why would you not do everything for your king? This is your king. This is who you pick. This is your preference. You pick this man. So now he want his booty.
Once your man asks you that, you in love with him, y'all sharing a life together, he asks you that, you throw everything away because he want to get his ass
No,
in.
I'm not going to break up with him, no. But it's not right. This is a question. Why are you asking me that? I don't think I would. I don't know. I don't know.
That's the first honest thing you've
for
said
my
today.
Man, for my man that right, I've been with, man.
Right.
I don't know.
You've been waiting a long time to get a man.
I haven't been waiting for anything.
You gotta be licking ass. Son.
No, I don't have to be licking ass.
You gotta lick ass. You look like an ass licker.
I'm not an ass licker at all. I never licked ass. What does that mean? You have no
like
hair.
You think like a man.
No, I don't think like a man.
Men eat ass.
I don't think
that's
like a man.
That's what happens. Men eat ass. We do.
Listen.
Men do it to fucking women, and it's nothing
so
wrong with
y'all
it.
Y'all lick ass?
Yes, yeah, they clearly lick ass.
We grown.
I don't know. That's a discussion.
Stop thinking about it.
Yeah. I like that's a discussion.
I thought I
did. Like,
say he don't do that. Maybe I did. But I
had a flashback. So question for you two before we get to the next topic. Have any of your exes ever cheated on you? And you can feel free to lie if you want. Have any of your exes ever cheated on you? And if so, how many?
My first ex cheated on me. How many? I don't know. We were teenagers. It was a lot. It was a lot of fights.
So a lot of dudes cheated on you.
No. I said my
only
first
only one person you've ever dated
that I
cheated?
Got, that I caught.
Or that you know of.
That I know of. That only one person that I know of. Like, I've never caught anybody cheating.
So if you ain't breaking up for cheating, what you be losing niggas over? Like, or breaking up with dudes over? What type of shit?
Man, that's a good question.
I'm not trying to think of the lies. I'm just trying to think of not, how to not tell my business and still give y'all some information.
Listen, we family here. Listen,
I'm gonna tell my family my
of
shit.
Circle trust.
I'm gonna tell my family my
let
shit.
It out,
you know out of here.
We just told you we eat ass.
That's
like,
a fact.
That's mad personal.
I don't give a fuck. What y'all can talk as
no
much
more
as y'all want
to
talk.
Come to niggas at the bar that you think. Niggas looking at you funny. I'm good, Black. I'm good.
Disagreements, just
that's a
people not
way
people
to break
not
up.
Yeah, just but over long periods of time, just you know, arguing all the time, just not agreeing, not seeing eye to eye, not being able to compromise, like shit like that.
See, you should have just let him cheat. That's all. So when he mad at you, go hang with her,
for
and then
what?
Come back and y'all happy.
No, that bad. Doesn't make you happy. Like there are other things that you could break up over besides cheating. Like it's not always just because you step out, but just situations that happen, and if you can't get it together or if you can't agree on certain things, then y'all just have to, you know, sometimes you're better apart
than
together.
He asked you to eat his ass, right? Keep it real.
Nah. Nah.
Because you going all around.
I'm just saying. It's just people disagree.
I'm trying to ask a question. She never answered a question.
He asked you to eat his ass.
No.
But la,
it changed everything.
What's up?
No.
How many men cheated on you? Tell us. 5, 6, tell us.
How many you cheated on? Uh-oh. That we should have asked you.
Cheated on one.
My man, Nelly. Kamel, what's up?
I haven't been in a lot of real serious relationships.
Yeah, cool. How many who cheated on you? Simple fucking question.
As far as I know, two or three. Two that I can confirm. The other,
two you can
confirm. Third would be speculation.
But the other ones you were suspicious of.
Yeah, one is suspicious, but
gotcha.
The two I could confirm.
Three.
Same with my
gotcha,
own
gotcha, 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 gotcha. Okay, gotcha. So we're going to get into this topic right here. Why is it so hard for so many women to find a quality man to settle down with? Help me out here. Whoever want to throw that in there, help me out. Why is it so hard for so many women to find a quality man? Because I know a lot of women like to brag, I can have a man tomorrow if I want. I could call and have a man in 2 minutes if
you
I
get
want.
On my nerves.
A quality man. Someone you want to post. Someone you could brag about. Someone you could shit on. Somebody, well, what? You know, my man. Nah. Like, someone like that you could run your mouth about, chat about. You understand? why is it so hard for so many women who claim they don't have bad sex, who claim that they're a bad bitch because they don't fit the bum bitch category, why is it so hard for these women to find a quality man to settle down with? This is what I'm not fucking understanding, and I'm hoping you two women can fucking help me out. Fucking help me out.
Maybe it's not that they can't find a quality man. Maybe the quality man just isn't the person for them. Maybe that person, like I said before, just because somebody is good doesn't mean that they're good for you.
Danielle, it's 7.5 billion motherfuckers
and
here.
And some people aren't looking.
Why can't, I don't want to make this about you, why can't women, period, find a quality man to settle down with?
Maybe they're not
simple
looking.
Fucking question. It's 7.5 billion fucking people. All right,
so you tell me the reason, because maybe they're looking
at
the
right
fit. It could be that
y'all here
fronting. I don't know what the answer is.
A lot of women don't want to admit this, but this is the most of the time this is the case. Y'all don't want, as much as I say I want a good man, y'all don't want a good man.
But what
you know
is
why?
Because
if you get a good man, then you're going to have to match his behavior. It's easy to have a nigga and you always like, yeah, you doing this wrong and that because you feel above him. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if he's doing everything right, you got to do everything right.
Well, what's the problem?
And you don't want to be held to that standard.
I don't have a problem being held to that standard because if I'm in a relationship.
I'm not saying you personally. It's not an attack.
But
I'm a lot of women.
I feel like you're attacking me. I'm just saying, as a woman.
When I speak to women and say this and we're honest, nine out of ten of them be like, yo, that's kind of true. Because the nigga who I knew would do right, I kind of was like, man. Y'all like some resistance. You know what I'm saying? You like to be able to feel like you're a little better than your man.
I don't.
Even if he got more money, whatever, but if his behavior is beneath yours, you feel like, I got higher character than
but him. I never felt like I wanted to be higher than a man or anything like
it
that.
Might be
as a woman. No. As a woman, I never felt like I wanted to be higher than a man. It was always about like me and what I held myself to. Not, I don't want to look down at anybody. I want us to be able to look eye to eye. Even if you're up there and even if you're looking down at me, I want to be able to climb that ladder as well. Like if you're higher than me, that's going to elevate me to want to be higher. It's not a competition. We're a partnership. So like, I don't know. I can't speak for those women because I don't think that way. Like, I always feel like, I've said this plenty of times, like, I always want to bring something to the table if I'm in a relationship or something like that. Number one, I don't want a person to feel like they have that much control over me. And number two, God forbid something happens because life happens, I want to be able to hold you down too just as much as you hold me down. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Like I said, maybe they're just not looking, or maybe they are focused on something else, or maybe they're trying to get themselves together.
I don't mean to cut you off. A lot of people in the comments are asking, what do we mean when we say quality?
Yeah.
So let me break down quality to you guys. A quality man is a man with a, would I say a career, or would I say a guaranteed paycheck? Because sometimes, you know, it's not your career. You just got a guaranteed hustle going on at the time. So if a man is making money, a man got a guaranteed source of income coming in. Maybe he got multiple streams of income coming in. That is a quality man. He's not no bum. You know he could do
what he got to go do.
He's getting to it. He's about his damn business. If that man got his own crib, he's getting to his own business, got his own car, he's getting to his business. He got things going on for himself beyond what you can see on social media. His real life exceeded social media presentation. That is a quality man. I try to tell people all the time, who I am offline. If you think Facebook is, if you see me in real life, you're gonna really be like, yo, black success, yo. I'm gonna see you Tuesday at Old Bar for live birthday. You a real nigga. I'm telling you how it's going down. My shit offline is lit, and I think that's everyone's goal. But I think that's also the hardest part, because those type of men, they're not just attracted to beauty. It's a difference. It become a dip. Like right now, it's certain shit that don't turn me on, that used to turn me on. It's such a difference because you're at a different scale of life. You're trying to reach a whole different level. What you're working towards, what you're saving for, what you purchase and how you, it's just totally different.
That's intimidating to women too.
It is.
Not to cut you up, but if you beautiful, right? But then I'll be like, and then what? And a lot of women will be like, oh shit. Like,
but I don't.
He asking me questions like, what the fuck? I'm stuck. Like, you know what I mean?
But you got to think.
That's a social thing.
You got to think. Back in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, beauty could get you far.
Oh, hell yeah.
Beauty could get you all the way to the door.
Nigga, we knew OGs that was getting money and was fine with their girl just being pretty.
Pretty. But listen. Shit done changed. The last 8 years, shit done changed. Shit done changed. Beauty don't matter no more. Beauty don't
matter. So you're
dating
an ugly chick. You're dating an ugly chick.
It's not about ugly.
It's not about dating an ugly chick. I'm asking him on purpose. I'll date anybody.
Okay. If I like you,
but you always calling people ugly.
I mean, people are ugly, and that is okay. But I'll date anybody, you know, because I don't have those kind of like rectus scales when I'm trying to impress other people. That's not my goal. Mm-hmm. Jerry's happy, I'm good with that.
That's what I'm about to say. If the person make me happy, I don't care what the world thinks.
Me too.
But what I'm saying is this: back in the day, being beautiful could get you beyond.
Right.
This is why a lot, this shit fucked up the game for light-skinned chicks, to be honest. No offense. I'm not offended. A lot of light-skinned chicks back in the day, all they had to do was be light-skinned pretty, and they're in the videos, they're getting high executive jobs, and all that shit's a dub right now. If you're not smart with it, if you can't bring something to the table, if you can't exceed the business to make another $160 for us to have a reason to pay you $80,000, then this is a dub. This is 00. This is 007. This is what's going on right now. So right now, I think a lot of beautiful chicks are like crippled because they're stuck at just beautiful. So now they're still posting pictures on Instagram, trying to
if they use their beauty to excel. A lot of people do. At the end of the day, I don't sell sex at all. I walk around according
to
you.
You don't gotta sell sex to sell beauty.
But according to you, I dress like a man. I want to be a man and everything. But a part of that is because I don't want people to first, like, okay, you might think that I'm pretty, but I'm beyond being pretty. Like, I'm actually smart. I actually, like, that's what I value in myself. I have a mind. Like, I have a mindset. I have goals. And I want people to see that before they look at me and be like, damn, she's mad pretty. Damn, her titties is, even though I don't have titties, but I'm just saying. Yeah, damn, her ass is out. Damn, her.
Overrated. You good.
Yeah.
Overrated.
I know, but you know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, I say that just to say, like, I don't sell those things, and I purposely don't sell those things because that is not what I'm not selling sex. I'm pretty. Yeah, I'm going to use it, but I don't use it to my advantage. I use my intelligence to my advantage, and it's just, I just might be blessed with some beauty. You get what I'm saying?
I think you're missing what me and Wes is saying. We're saying that because the scale is now lopsided. It used to be where beauty was heavily charactered to where this is what we're trying to favor. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, now we want a chick that could mentally help us get better, get a bigger bag, mm-hmm. help us get to the crib, help our credit, help our whatever. Although those things may be good already, but we want to get to the next level.
It's mm-hmm. not
so
only
now
that.
It's not about beauty.
It's also much easier now than it was back in the days to be pretty
mm-hmm.
because of makeup. This. I know girls. You said ugly
body
duckling,
your body
who
done.
Was according to people hideous growing up. Mm-hmm. But once makeup and hair and all, like you, like damn, like I never looked at you like that.
With
like
even social media,
yeah,
all of a sudden, dark skinned women and dark skinned men are like,
it's cool,
the thing.
Right?
Oh
right.
My god, that's my type. Since when? I was a Haitian booty scratcher growing up. Every day of my life, all of a sudden, I'm a sex symbol now.
This thing,
I'm gonna see you Tuesday at the rooftop for live party. Yes, you will see me there. But I ain't gonna talk to you though. But you will see me there. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure you've been, you've probably dated somebody who had material shit or money. Mm-hmm. And then a few minutes into the conversation, I'm never going to hang with this nigga again. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Definitely. Yes, I have. Like, because that shit, like,
the beauty only opens the door.
My thing is, you got to, like, I like to have deep conversations. I like to have certain type of conversations. It lets me know where your mind is at. If you're just talking about, like, what you have, if you're just talking about how much money you have, like, don't pull money out in front of me. Like, I feel like that is the biggest turn off. Ever. Like, that is the
so
biggest.
So if a guy just wanted to take a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge on the first
day, I would
you
love
cool
that.
That.
I would love that. Man, I swear, yo. I put that on
that's
everything.
Tight,
I would
yo.
Love, like, I literally would love that.
Right.
You don't
keep
have
real.
To, I'm
like
keeping it
100. Y'all gotta already be dealing with each other. That's not the
No, you don't. Every, like, I'm not. I promise you.
Then it's mad niggas in the group in your DM, and you don't holler at none of them. It's mad fucking niggas in the group in your DM, and you ain't giving nobody a fucking chance. Yo, dude, say something right now in the car. I know mad niggas trying to holler. You ain't giving nobody a fucking chance yet, so don't say you walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. You're a fucking liar,
if
man.
If he be like,
we're not dealing with that.
Yo, I really like you, but I ain't gonna lie. I just pay rent and everything. It's the third of the month, and I'm kind of fucked up, but I want to take a walk. We can get some tacos.
I would respect that. I would definitely respect that. I promise, on my kids, I respect that. First of all,
I paid for a first date.
First of
all,
that go ahead, Pilar, talk. Go ahead.
Like, what the fuck? I'll go walk.
Y'all do not be paying for first dates.
No, women pay for dates. I have paid for a first date because I talked to the nigga and I said, yo, let's go out. I handled that. If I invite you out, I'm going to pay for it. It's not out of, like, I don't mind to pay for food and beverage.
Us taking a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge and I get to look at the city and we get to talk. Like, that is great to me. First of all, you spending, you going.
Two ice cups.
Yo, she's not going to answer your
cooperation. Two ice cups.
I think that's a nice summertime day.
You can go right in a park.
But I've only been able to do it with women that know me already.
When's your birthday, Wes?
I'm October 25th. I'm Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
But
I think that's romantic. I think
most
it's
women, if I initially be like, yo, I'm kind of fucked up, but we could go just grab some tacos or something like that. All right, let me call you back.
First of all, number one, I'm not big on going out to eat. I will go out to eat. I have no problem going out to eat, but I'm not big on going out to eat. I'm an adventurer. So, like, I like doing things. I like being active. So, if you can catch me, like, doing something active, I don't have no problem with that. If you want to go out to eat and be like, if you want to take me out, yeah, we could go out to eat, but I'm not big. You don't have to spend $300 on me. That doesn't solidify anything because you spent a bunch
of money on me.
If you being I don't know if I'm rare. I'm being 100% honest. I will say I'm rare.
I will say I'm rare
because my friends are the same way.
Especially in the Instagram.
I will say that I'm rare.
I know homegirls who've been on dates with dudes but that they have no interest in just so they could take a picture of the plate.
But this is the thing. Because you look at people, because you're so used to certain people, not just women. Men too, like, you're so used to but you're so used to people being a certain type of way, or you might hear it a lot that when I do say something like that, it's like, oh, you lying. No, I'm not lying at all. Go ahead.
You was gonna say something?
Why are you folding your hands?
I still don't believe she paid for a first date.
I did pay for a first date. Yeah. Oh, no, that's what I was saying. I was just recently in a situation where a guy told me, like, yo, I want to go out with you, but I really don't have it like that. It was around Christmas time. He got two daughters. He was like, yo, I just did my girl's Christmas. I'm a single father. I said, no problem. I said, meet me at Starbucks. And we met at Starbucks. Had coffee. I paid for it. And it was an amazing time. Like, I'm very simple. As much as I like nice shit and I talk my crazy shit, I like that. I am so easy to fucking please. Mm-hmm. I'm very easy to please.
Y'all kissed after the date?
No. I'm not much of a kisser.
Fuck out of here. You got some ass?
No.
He ain't even get to squeeze your butt. Nice.
We hugs. Like, you know, I'll see you again. And we talking. We're good.
You gotta do all of that on the first date.
Right. Wasn't supposed to fuck him in the Starbucks bathroom?
I need confirmation.
You need confirmation. I'll text you when I get home. Had a great time tonight. So, thank you.
Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah.
I got a question. Could being single for too long lead to insecurities? Why or why not?
Yes. I don't think so. I think it can if you don't manage your singleism.
Explain.
What are you doing? All right. For instance, I'm single. I'm single because I want to be single.
Shut up.
Listen, I'm going to tell you why. Let me explain.
He doesn't know.
Look.
It is human nature.
I have my own reasons.
It is human nature.
I didn't say I didn't want a relationship. I didn't say I didn't want a relationship. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't say I didn't want a relationship. I didn't say that, but my thing is, I'm not gonna settle for anything, and there are certain reasons why I am single. There are certain things that I want to get together.
Okay,
there
I
are
understand
certain,
that.
I'm working on myself, so like, you wholeheartedly.
Not be in,
no. That's the thing, because when somebody says that, y'all automatically think that they don't want anything. I never said I didn't want anything.
Companionship, is the most valuable shit. Like,
if it's the right companionship.
About what we got, I got more than you, whatever. The first time I felt like, damn, he won is when he was like, yeah, my girl, da da da. I'm like, shit.
But why do you feel like he won?
You can't compete with that. If a nigga,
why can't you compete with that?
I got $1 billion. If a nigga is in a happy relationship, he won.
Happy,
like, I can't buy that. Like, you know what
I'm
saying?
Relationship, but he didn't win just because he, because you could be happy. Like, you feel like he won because you're not happy.
Nobody's
not
happy
in a relationship. That's not true. That's
no, I'm not
true.
Saying, all right, you could be happy. You're not complete. We're human.
Okay.
We
need companionship. Okay. That can make sense. That can make sense. But when you working
you
on,
like
I said, like I'm going back to my original thought. It depends on if you are single and your whole goal is to be with another person or whatever, and you can start getting frustrated and start feeling like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? When, if you're not managing that, you can fall into depression. You can fall into insecurities and stuff like that. But if you are actually utilizing the time when you're alone and getting yourself together and putting things together and putting things in place for yourself so that when you do find that person...
How long does that take?
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about your timing.
How
at the end of the day,
for you so far,
how long have you been single?
2 years.
Jesus Christ!
It's the longest I've ever been single.
Me too.
It's the longest
but
I've ever.
But
listen, it's not that I haven't gotten offers. It's not that people haven't tried.
The connection.
It's not. Yeah, it's
March
not there.
Year,
very important.
Yeah, it's very, very. I'm not gonna get into a relationship. I'm not gonna get into a relationship just to say I'm in one. That's not happening. Because then I'm not gonna be happy, and then we're gonna wind up breaking up anyway.
But let me give you a small tip. Just for everybody listening. Everything is better when you with somebody.
Success is nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Without somebody to share with.
You got more aspiration to do better in your career. Just, you got, because you want to impress your lady. You don't want her to think you're falling off or
that's
slipping.
That's a man thing.
It's always somebody there to be.
That's
like,
always a man
a
thing.
Woman,
because
if
you
got
if
the
you
right
have,
man, he going to make
but what
you
if you have
do
the right
too.
What if you have the right support team around you while you're single? What if your friends are like elevating you? What if you have the you could have a male best friend and y'all not fucking or nothing? I'm telling, yes, you can. What if the people that you're surrounded around are helping you or are encouraging you during that time that you are single.
It's much easier to strive to impress your partner than it is a friend.
It's so funny because
I
just had an argument.
Friend, not going to stop being my friend.
I just
like,
had
you
an argument and somebody said that men fake. They're faking. They don't want to be in a relationship. They just do it
who
to please
you?
Us.
No.
I didn't
want
agree.
A relationship.
I didn't agree.
I didn't agree,
but that's what was said to me.
That's the difference between men and women. Women will know that a nigga's not for them, but just be with a nigga just to say they would. Men, we are fine walking away from a person who don't make us happy. We cool. If we gonna be lonely, but I gotta protect my peace. You know what I'm saying? 1,000. A woman will be miserable for years just because on the outside she got a man.
That
was my next point. My next point was I feel like the actual insecurities of being single come from social media.
Hell yeah!
Because come from black media, success.
Because I mean,
come from black success. He wants y'all to feel so bad for being single. He wants everybody to feel bad for being single.
And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. Because maybe you wanna know. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay, I do wanna know.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
Today's your lucky.
Today's my lucky day. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because women talk so much shit. They talk so much. I mean, I talk shit. I've been raised. Wes know me from a kid. I've been talking shit for years. It's not stopping.
I know too.
I love talking shit. I stay in the boxing gym. I stay in a real gym. I stay working hard. I know I can't fall off. Yeah, y'all my motivation. I love haters. It's my motivation to stay above. But women talk so much shit about being able to get any man, how their ex-man was a millionaire, how this dude is on their body, how all their exes still texting them and all this shit. And y'all be single for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, never having a quality man. Or one of your mans or one of your baby daddies or want to end up being a bum nigga that you like, damn, this dude don't even compare to what you saying online. So because of that, it make me always question or highlight Where's your quality?
I never said shit. Because and you I'm coming, not saying you, but you came at me.
I'm speaking no, in general, is, not about you. But what I'm saying is, where's your quality man at the end of the fucking day? Because in my lifetime, even before Sushi, my last two or three all been something worth bragging about. Like, I could tell y'all what they do, what they, it's lit. I had nothing but bosses my whole life. I never dealt with a bum chick my whole life. I never did it. How is my ugly ass getting all the quality women and y'all can't find a quality man? How the fuck is that fucking possible?
And their defense is a lot more women.
It is. But some of them are making it seem like they're a bad bitch. So they're elite. This is why I brought this up earlier. They're elite. They're on the next level. So now you're saying you're a different crop. You're a different crop. You're fucking D1. You know what I mean? You could be a college basketball player, but when you're D1, when you're fucking Big East, you're fucking balling. You
what
understand?
It is y'all, the women who do believe they are elite, they have this imaginary dude in their head that they can't settle for less. Like, I got friends, homegirls, who got everything going for them, it would seem. And then meet good guys or whatever, but to the outside world, this dude might not look like what she had in her head, her and her friends had in their head, what she
it's
deserved.
The image. It's and the image they don't want to hear. It's all about what other people feel
right.
about your mate.
I have a homegirl who's a nurse, make good money, whatever, have side revenue, and was dating a dude with a good job, like sanitation, whatever. And she was happy with him. But mm-hmm. because her friends, I was like, oh, he's just a sanitation worker. Like, great benefits, all that.
You got a pension. Like,
it really made her, it bothered her so much that her friends didn't think he was lit. That she broke up with the nigga.
But that's because she cares about what other people
but
say.
But it's a lot of women that date like that for what yeah. people think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It has nothing
yes.
to do with their personal
yes.
happiness.
Majority. Yeah. Not a lot. Majority of women date for what people
what
think.
Feel.
Majority of women date for social media, think for social media, act up for social media, talk for social media. They talk to the crowd. See me, I talk opposite. I say all the shit that's going to make you not like me, not follow me. And somehow shit don't work. You know what I mean? Motherfucker's still there. But a lot of women talk for the crowd. They talk to get applause. They talk to get the, yeah, you go, girl. You do your thing, girl. And I think that's what's crippling y'all, because y'all are missing out on the dudes that would actually be there if you fuck up, if you fall short, if you're no longer you, if you're no longer the person that you are now. I think that you're missing out on those guys because of this word called preference. Or I'm not settling. The same.
Not
of,
even
I'm
preference.
Not settling. And my thing is, if your life is already fucked up, don't tell me you're not settling for somebody fucked up. You're already fucked up. If you got rats and fucking roaches, don't tell me I gotta have a mansion, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
I
Get
see
the
that
fuck
a lot
of
too. Women who want something that they can't even do for themselves.
Okay. Hello?
We just had a show.
You
want
to go to a restaurant that you don't even go by yourself. Mm. But I gotta take you. Mind you, I don't mind taking. When I go out on dates with women, I don't think about money because I'm gonna do this anyway. I'm gonna have fun. I'm spending money for my fun too. It's not just for you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't make me feel like you just using me for that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And it's women who.
And there's some people who can see right through that. They can see when they're being used or whatever. But I think that people, what it is people. They care more about what it looks like and not what it actually is.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Social media made everything a little bit more difficult.
But that's because
people
care too. And that's the thing. Like, people get caught up in social media so much. It's like, when do you live? My thing is, if you're on social media all day, what are you doing outside it? Like, busy people can't be on social media all
fucking
day.
Some of the best times I have. I was having so much fun, I didn't even get a chance to take a picture or record it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person tell you something was lit, but they got 300 pictures of it, at what point did you enjoy it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It's cool on vacation. You take a few, but like, you nonstop. Like, yeah.
So you're just not
going to
actually enjoy
go
it.
Go fucking pet that tiger. What's wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So one of the last questions, why do women change their tone online from when they're single to when they actually have a man? It is really God's night and fucking day. Like, it is two different things. The shit y'all preach when y'all single is like left field. And then when y'all actually get a man, it's like y'all turn into like ministers and shit. Y'all turn into, y'all like the Holy Spirit and shit. Y'all start telling other people how to live, why life is great, why y'all can't die no time soon. Like, why is that? Could you two women please explain to us, maybe you have done this in your past. Why is this?
Go ahead, Paula.
My energy is always the same, so I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Speaking of Mike.
So my energy is always the same, so I can't really say why women do it. Like, I'm the
Somebody
same
asked
all the time.
You to take your ponytail off.
I can. Listen, if the shit was tight, I would. I really wouldn't give a fuck. But it's very comfortable sitting up here. Y'all Wait, know I have zero
Somebody
chills.
Said Pilar needs counseling. She's staring at Danny a little too hard.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know,
Danny is beautiful. Like, if I
Thank
was,
you,
if
so
I
are you.
Girl, I would snatch her from all you niggas.
So, you have so what you're saying is...
No, I've walked out on a threesome. Like, I've walked out the door.
You had experience with women before?
Never.
Really?
Yeah. I know you was going to say yes. really
no,
never.
I'm mad judgmental just because of the
appearance.
I know. Sorry.
But I like it.
I'm sorry for judging you.
But no, it's fine. I get judged all the time. When?
Her and Tanya.
Oh, my God.
You and
Black.
Tanya season
Wait,
two.
Wait, what?
You and Tanya season two.
And you really trying to... When? You really trying to start a rumor?
It's getting
spicier. And you
spicier.
Trying to be serious. And you trying to be serious.
You got serious faces.
Her and Tanya made out in the
I never had a girl. I always tell people I'm the...
You and Tanya made the fuck out.
Never.
Y'all made out for $20 each. Be- he cashed out both of y'all $20.
Oh, nah.
I'm lying. Never,
yes, you're lying.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yes,
so
you're lying.
Bad girl, Tanya
I never,
made out.
Never. Never kissed a girl.
I never kissed
Tanya.
A girl. When did I kiss Tanya?
In front of my face.
Oh, he said he saw it.
I saw it. It was me, her lying.
I'm not even about
she
to. I'm not even about to do this with him.
It's
I'm not about to.
Birthday.
It's
her
birthday.
It's her
birthday.
It's cool. It's her birthday weekend. You can still put it out there.
I never. But, yeah, I got crazy. All like I had like married couples like you know what I mean try ask to swindle you. Me and ask me or whatever try to like throw it in there but no I never had a female experience.
Would you
ever.
Have a threesome for your man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even though you're not attracted to women.
I never said I wasn't attracted. I'm not sexually attracted. I think women are pretty. But, like, yeah. sexual, no, I'm not. But would I? Yeah. What happened? That was too blunt.
Whatever your man wanted another man in the bedroom with y'all?
No.
Too much dicks for you?
No.
Wait, if your man want another man in the
Why
bedroom
Why you looking at me like that?
No, that's crazy.
I say that because it was a debate. Online and women uh-huh. were like, yo, I'm not having sex with my man, a woman, because I ain't attracted to girls. That would be like me asking him, can he bring another nigga in the...
But see, my thing is I always feel like if I was to have like that type of experience, I feel like it would have to be some type of like me being married or something like that where I know
so
I will
So you would eat
bond.
Another woman pussy but not a nigga ass is what you're saying. Not your man ass, but a stranger pussy is what you would
a
do.
A stranger?
I mean, that's what a threesome is. You're having a threesome with somebody you don't know. You
No,
having
that
sexually,
is a... That
well, you
is
probably
a,
talk to them, but you don't know them.
No, that's a...
Having a threesome with a person you know is a horrible idea.
Well, I don't... I never had one. Like I said, yeah. I would.
You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know. This is how I feel
and every
today.
Every time your man is around this girl...
That's a fact.
You know, I'm like, this bitch is gay.
He probably had better... She gonna bring him a cup of water.
But you know what it is? It's like a curiosity more than it is like a, I want to have a threesome. I want to think this is. It's more just like a curiosity.
So you saying you could end up in the middle of it and be like, oh, nah, this ain't for me.
Yes.
All right, I get it.
Because I don't know how I would feel with a girl being on me. Like, I might get weirded out. I don't know.
Have you ever had a girl on you and you were like, all right.
Like in a club or like in the yeah. I mean, I used to play ball. Like I look gay, so like, like girls.
No, you still have a girly quality to you.
I do. Yeah. I'm definitely anybody who knows me knows I'm girl. I'm a girl.
I'm just speaking to you.
Yeah, like I'm definitely a girl. It's just that people see this and they think that oh she likes girls.
Why don't you dress like a girl?
Because I like to prove people wrong. I am a girl. I'm 100% woman.
Like, I'm 100% woman. Just because you see me like this doesn't mean I am like this. Because
right now
time.
You dress like Nino Brown. In,
yeah, that's New exactly Jackson. What I was going for.
Yeah, I knew.
I had a prior engagement.
Sit your
prior
$5 down.
I figured it out. I figured it all out.
You would have a threesome for you?
Hell no.
That's the one you walked out on.
That wasn't even my man. That was just at the time, that was like a friends of benefits situation. I wouldn't do it.
No. That's
I
can't the put best when nobody cares about nobody. Don't
I just,
the best
I wouldn't do it. It's not for me.
You drunk.
Well, I'm not, like, I don't just, like.
So let me ask you a question. Last like, question, last question.
I'm not like a.
When do you think you'll get a man? Danny, you can go first.
I can't stand you.
When do you think you'll have a man?
If I told you that I couldn't stand you anytime, now is the time for me to tell you that I can't.
No, but listen, I feel better when you can't stand.
I know you do.
It makes me happy.
I know.
That really is his personality.
I know. Like, I know it makes him happy.
You'll have a man. It's been 2 years.
You sound like you Martin know, talking to Pam.
You know what a bad bitch
exactly
is.
Exactly how the relationship
you know what a bum
is.
Bitch
the relationship
is
just
not
like
lazy
that.
In the bedroom. When will you have a man? simple fucking question.
Yo,
this is the simplest question.
I feel like
I don't know.
Got a piece of paper. Was like, let me write everything that's going to piss all women off forever.
I
don't know.
I need help.
It could be tomorrow. It could be 5 months from now. It could be 5 years from now.
By the end of 2019,
you still gotta,
will you have a man?
I don't know, but I know if I don't have one by the end of 2019, you owe me the Rolex in, was it, $5,000?
$10,000.
Are
you going to allow Wes to take you out?
Yeah, we're going
to
take a walk on a boat.
Are you going to allow Wes to take you out?
This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing on the podcast.
Are you going to allow Wes to take you out?
This is what we're doing.
On air, yes, is what we're doing.
Sorry, not next week. The government shut down. I ain't get my income tax.
That's like,
are you saying you don't care?
Are you going to allow Wes to take you out? Yes or no?
I'm not answering
a
this
walk
question.
A walk on a boat walk. You just said you was into
I
that
said
shit.
I'm not answering this question.
She
don't
want our business in the street.
All right, bet. Wes, DM up. I'm going to text you the number. You already know how that is. Hold on. When would you have a man? And
we can
and,
go get hair.
Are you going to go? Are you going to go natural hair with your man? Or are you going to wear the wig?
What a reason.
No,
are
you going to let Tanya put a wig on
like
you?
You got good baby hair.
It looked like that.
I cut all my shit off to go natural.
Okay,
so I'm not that ugly little stupid little afro thing.
Got you. So Tanya sell wigs, so you can DM her.
I make wigs.
So, okay, cool. So when would you have a man?
How you gonna
I don't answer
somebody?
That, Pala. Don't.
I don't want a man right now.
Oh, here we go.
I'm enjoying. No, no,
we
not,
just
not,
told
no.
y'all to.
I don't want a man right now. I just got out of something. I was with somebody for 3 years. Like I'm.
I was with
I'm
somebody.
I'm enjoying.
For
being thing, I'm having a great fucking time. Like,
oh, you getting freaky.
Not even just getting freaky. It's not getting freaky. It's like I don't have to, because I've cheated. I've cheated. Yeah, yeah. And now it's like I don't got to cheat. I don't got to sneak. I don't got to lie where I'm at.
Well,
and what
even
I'm
when
doing
you're in a relationship, you don't have to cheat. You know
I
that.
Don't, but I have. Like, I have.
All right.
And
what I'm are the reasons you cheated?
My last relationship, I cheated because. I guess I wasn't
no
really
reason.
Happy. No, I had a reason. It's a. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, I cheated because my boyfriend at the time, he's not like an emotional person. There's no I love yous, no hugs, no kisses. It's
and your
just,
side nigga was
right. My side nigga came along with the I love yous and you're so beautiful.
You loved your
and
side nigga
so
too?
I was to my job and so that made me entertain
you
him
loved
a
your
bit.
Side nigga too?
I did. I fell in love with
now,
him.
Now, I always say this. Men and women cheat different. Mm-hmm. A man could cheat with a purpose, like, yo, I don't want to stick my fist up my girl ass, so I stick it up her ass.
Women cheat with a purpose,
this side
too.
Chick ever come around me and my girl, right. I'm a knockout before she even get to speak to my girl. A woman would cheat, and if the side nigga come, she would really be there choosing, like, no, well, you
no, she won't
me.
Even be,
you,
nah.
You,
well, I wouldn't put myself in that type of situation.
Yeah.
You just say you loved your side nigga.
Yeah, but they would have never, ever crossed paths, ever.
My thing is, if like, I cheated before, and I cheated because I didn't want to be in a relationship anymore. So, my thing is, if
this is
I'm...
Danny that's not a cheater saying that she cheated.
I cheated, and I am not a cheater, but a cheater is present and is continuous, and I didn't continuously cheat. My
so
whole
you
purpose,
wanted to get caught?
I did. I definitely wanted
to get
caught.
You was moving sloppy?
No, I wasn't moving sloppy, but it was like, if you find out, you
what
find
is,
out.
What
it is what it is. Like, I'm not moving sloppy, but... It is
she
what
read,
it is.
She read the Steve Harvey book.
So. I never
so
read the Steve
not
Harvey book.
So why tell your man or whatever?
I did. I told him I didn't want to be in a relationship no more. He was like, so. You know what I mean? So at that point is, you know, you ever been in a situation just saying, like, I mean, he was a great guy. You know what I mean? But we just, it was just too much. He was a good guy. He just,
good
at that point.
Exactly.
Nah, it wasn't even that type of thing.
He was a good guy.
It wasn't that type of thing,
but
though.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
He finished last.
I guess.
Technically, but, he's right.
But my thing, well, at the time, it was just more of like, I want to move forward and I'm out. So, like, that was the whole thing. You ever been with a person and it's like, women, they're guilty of it too, where it was like they don't want to let go, and you just like, I'm just not, and they trying to make it work to the point, or they do something to the point where you got to start being mean because they just don't get it, like that.
You never want to, that's ugly.
That's
you never
ugly.
Get to that.
You get what I'm saying? So, and I was young, you know what I mean? I was mad young.
You
know what I mean?
You would have handled it different now.
Yeah, I would have definitely handled it different. Yes, I would, because I haven't cheated on anybody else. Like, that was a situation. It happened, but.
You haven't had a man to cheat. You need a man to cheat first. But anyway, it's your boy Black Success.
I can't.
Y'all already know what
he had to throw in. Stand this bald-headed nigga, son.
Brown Holy Water Podcast. We're here every Sunday, 7 o'clock. Next week is Super Bowl Sunday, so you know we are not going to be here. Right. This Tuesday is the boss, El Jefe, the person I work for. My man, Lie. You may know him as Lie. Some of you know him as Craven Moorhead. His Jesus birthday Christ. Is this Tuesday at Old Bar.
I'll be there buying shots.
Come early, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Be there early. We're going to have balloons for him, cake, all kind of good shit for him. It's his birthday. We got to go all out. He's the boss. I don't want to get fired. Make sure y'all there. I appreciate Pilar. I appreciate Wes for pulling up. We're going to let everybody get their shout outs, then I'm going to close it out. You know what I mean? So, Denny, you can go first. We go around the table.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to Pilar and Wes for coming to spend some time with us. You know what I mean? Really enjoy both of you. Follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments later. Mel, don't say shit. You will see me in the comments later. So.
I ain't got no shout outs. Follow me on.
Shout your clothing out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. That's right. Open clothing. Thank you to everybody in the group who have supported us.
How could they get
far.
The clothing?
The website is opnewyork.com. We also have a storefront, 1011 Woodfield Road, West Hempstead. You can pull up. Shout out to Jay and Danielle for having me here. And that's it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Follow me on everything, Sucker Free West. Come by Brooklyn Prime, get some food. I'll be there most likely. Shots on me.
Yeah. Wes is definitely lying with that shots on him shit. I'm saying that right now.
You ain't even asked me for a shot.
It sound good. It sound
you was
good.
Drinking mimosas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm soft. Like, I like to drink soft drinks and shit. Yo, I go by the name of I Am Black Success. I am better than everybody, current man or ex. I promise
Jesus
you,
Christ.
I am really fucking up there. And that's the fucking problem with a lot of people. They want to argue with me. But the credentials, it's there for you. But listen, it's not about me right now. March 8th will be about me, but right now it's not about me. I don't even want to shout out my own shit. I'm going to leave that to the side. Tuesday is the boss's birthday. Everybody love Lie. Ladies, he is light-skinned. He's about 6'1", right? He's single. He drives. Got his own crib. He's doing good for himself.
He got a headboard.
You know what I mean? He got a headboard. He's trying to figure out life, but he need a lady to guide him. He need a lady to help him. If you like him, if you know it's you, come on down. Come on down this Tuesday after work. Come on down. Lie could use you in his life. He wants you to come on down. He wants the ministry and everybody. Come on down. Pay your tithes this Tuesday. Ladies, it's free. Fellas, you got to pay because we don't give a fuck about y'all. Y'all already know what it is. This Tuesday, Old Bar, the One Boutique Hotel. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, After Work Special. My man Lie, happy birthday. Tanya, happy birthday. I go by the name of I Am Black Success. I got more money than everybody besides Diddy, baby. Engineer, you get us the fuck out of here. Play that outro. Y'all already know what it is. Coney Island, Brooklyn.
I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, lie, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one to gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, lie, pop it. Tanya.
Corey, Georgie, Rocky, Brown, Holy, Water, Watch it, Yavin, Flip it, Burn it, Drop it, Black, Bless it, Love, Pop it, Tell you, Corey, Georgie, Rocky, Brown, Holy, Water, Watch it, Yavin, Flip it, Burn it, Drop it, Black, Bless it, Love, Pop it, Tell you, Corey, Georgie, Rocky.